And welcome to the special simulcast to the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews, live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
No, I'm doing amazing, Neil. Just a fantastic week. And I was super pumped when you told me who our guest was going to be this week.
Yes. You know, absolutely. I like the entrepreneur side of an actor, too. Eric Winter is joining us from the Rookie Days of Our Lives. Eric, thanks for stopping by. And this is interesting, right? A different type of tour for you, isn't it?
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me. Yeah, this is a little different. I get to talk a little bit about the Rookie, but also about the rum that I've launched, Palm Republic.
Absolutely. All right, let's get rolling, Greg. I'm ready.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, Eric, how did you land the role in the Rookie?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I had gotten presented with an audition to work with a lot of people that I had worked with in the past, funny enough, on another project. And I thought, oh, this would be easy. I want this job. This is amazing. And everybody that was a part of the project did not think I was right for the role. They thought I was too nice. I'm just not Tim Bradford. This is a long shot. I can audition, but it's not for me. And I took it as a very personal challenge to prove to all them, you know, what are you talking about? I'm an actor. Of course I can play this role. And I love this character. Give me a shot. So it was a long process for me, but I was able to prove people wrong. And our creator Alexi always thought I was the guy after my first audition, and thankfully I landed the role.
Excellent.
Wow. And you know, and that's the thing, sometimes people don't think you're the part, but you develop that skill. What do you think happened once you really started to live that character, Eric?
Yeah, no, 100%. This is probably one of the furthest departures for myself that I've ever played in a role. I've played a lot of characters, and they're all very different from myself in certain ways. But this one's Bradford and I don't have a lot in common. And I think, you know, once you sort of settle into a character and you give yourself a chance to buy into who he is, create the story, the backstory around him, it sort of starts to live in itself, you know, live with you, and you get to build it out with the writers and their sort of the longevity of what the character will be. So it's been a joyous process working with them and carving this role of 7 seasons now.
Well, you know, Eric, I'm an entrepreneur. I love business. I love new and exciting products that I bring to market and people's reaction to them. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got into being a rum entrepreneur. Why is this rum so awesome? And I know it is. And anything else you want to share about your journey so far?
Yeah, you know, and being an entrepreneur, I'm glad you said that, because, like, to me, I've always had this passion to be an entrepreneur. I've never wanted to just be an actor, and that's one of my passions I absolutely love. But I feel like I've always wanted to be a part of building a business. And rum was a funny thing for me. I was not initially a rum drinker. I fell in love with rum probably almost 20 years ago when I met my wife's family for the first time. I went to Puerto Rico to visit, you know, they were just my girlfriend's parents at the time, but they're in Puerto Rico, and that is their drink of choice in Puerto Rico. So we all sat down together and had some rum that they poured me, and I said, well, I got to give it a shot. It's my, you know, my wife's parents, I'm not going to say no. And I realized, wow, this is a really good spirit. And at that point I said, okay, so premium rum is a bit different than I expected, because I was thinking, you know, spiced rums and things I had tried in the States. And I, every time I go on vacation, I would start trying different rums. You know, all these countries in Latin America and in the Caribbean, they have such different, you know, flavored rums. And I'm not about flavor, but I'm saying there's no added flavor, but their distilling techniques and the way they make their rum, they all have a distinct taste. And a few years ago, I told my wife, I said, I would love to find a way to put together a rum in the U.S. I know this is a huge undertaking. I've never done this before. But something that comes from some of the favorite rums I've tried, and we can offer it here in the States, because you don't have a great selection of premium rums. If you go to most restaurants, there aren't a lot of good rums on the menu. Tequila, there's a gazillion. I don't even know how you can pick a tequila. But with rum, there just isn't. And so a few years ago, I met up with my partner, Brad Parks, and he was also a rum fan. and we both tasted different rums from different, one with Panama, Jamaica, USVI. That's what we landed on for our age. But we tried rums from all over. And some were pot still, some were kettle still, or a column still, I should say. And blending those together is what I think made Palm Republic so special. Taking wow. premium rums from different regions, different distilling techniques, and putting them in one bottle gives you the best of every world, in my opinion. And we had wow. an amazing master distiller who helped us formulate it.
Is it nationally available?
It is nationally available on our website. We're in market launch, you know, out the gate in Florida and some select accounts in California. And we'll begin to expand, you know, nationally in market. But for now, everywhere else, you can buy it on our website, palmrepublicrum.com. And we're continuing to build it out. We're building it out. Our silver rum is also extremely special because most people don't sip on a silver rum. It's generally a mixed, you know, spirit. And ours completely stands on its own. You can sip on it on the rocks or neat, add just a lime if you want. It's great for that. We just won a gold medal, funny enough, at the San Francisco Spirits Competition.
All right.
Which was huge.
Greg, I think you love the fact that Eric is so excited as an entrepreneur, don't you, Greg?
I am. I love it. It drives me crazy, you know, when I speak to people who don't get it and they have these amazing opportunities. But, you know, it was great to talk about the rookie and you had some passion for it. And I know you do. But when we started to talk about your rum company, man, it's a different guy. You got a whole different gear, you know, you're ready to go. And I love it.
You know, because it just comes right through. When you build something from scratch. Yeah. When you build something from scratch and it's like your baby, you take so much ownership over it. And there's a lot of pride in it, you know, building something up.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know this
comes right through
because my
podcast meeting is being recorded.
Is the number two celebrity podcast in the world, according to FeedSpot. We're really excited about our growth. But Greg has a final question that he's going to wake you up this morning and hit you on the head. Go ahead, Greg.
All right.
Do it.
It's an important one, though, but it really helps me expand, you know, my life and what I do and shortcuts a lot of people who are listening. So if you're listening, listen up carefully here. Tell me, what do you feel is the most important thing in life to date that you've ever learned?
Wow, the most important thing I've ever learned. Oh, there are so many things. I would say one for sure is patience. Mm. And it's a very difficult thing for me to wrap my head around because I'm a very impatient person. I always want everything to happen now and fast. And you really, patience helps you with your family, helps you with your kids, helps you with being an entrepreneur. It definitely helped me with acting because it took a lot of patience to get the rookie and to get like the right job. And just every job I've ever gotten as an actor, it took a lot of patience to never want to give up.
That's a fantastic answer.
I had to pick one. I'm going to land on that
one. Yeah. Hey, Eric, it's hard to pick one, but it pops in your head. Every time that Greg asks that question, something popped in my head and it's something different sometimes. But it's such a life lesson to be patient because you never know when that opportunity comes. Like the rookie, now your entrepreneurship with your business. Where can people, the best place again to find the rum? Where can they go?
PalmRepublicRum.com. On the website would be the easiest for most. If you're in the Florida area, that will be all over as we continue to grow and expand. But yeah, the website would be the easiest right now.
All right. Thank you again, Eric. That was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto of Greg Nana. Guys, take care.